This is Jim Inkster, and thank you for being with us. Our guest at this time is Randy Tarabarelli. He's one of the most prominent biographers of famous people in the world, and his latest target, the Kennedys. He's been down this road before. He's chronicled the lives of the Kennedy clan for two decades. The latest work is The Kennedy Heirs, John, Caroline, and the New Generation, A Legacy of Triumph and Tragedy. And for those who thought that the previous generation had its share of tragedy, which of course it did, that's carried over to the current generation, the one that you and I are a member of. They've had more than their share of ups and downs, a lot of downs to go with being famous and talented and beautiful. It's been a tough road for many of them, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has been a tough road for this generation of Kennedys. You know, I think that, you know, being raised Kennedy has not been easy for most of them. I mean, you know, you often hear parents tell their kids, you know, one day you could be president, but in the Kennedy family, they actually meant it. You know, I mean, there was a force in the family, it was sort of a mandate that you had to serve, and that, you know, you had a lot of expectations that were heaped upon you as you were growing up. And some of them, you know, acted out in bad ways, and, you know, and others actually met those expectations. And so you see in the Kennedy heirs sort of both sides of the coin. You know, you see the tragedy of young Kennedys like David Kennedy and Michael Kennedy, two of Ethel Kennedy's sons. But then you also see, you know, sort of the triumph of Patrick Kennedy, Ted Kennedy's son, who had his own battles with addiction and who, you know, went on to, you know, become a really great congressman. And John Kennedy Jr., you know, who did a lot with his life as well, you know, who then had, you know, met his own death in a terrible plane crash, you know. So there, it's really both sides of the coin in this book.
Well, John Kennedy Jr., it's been almost 20 years. The 16th of July will mark two decades since his death, along with his wife and his wife's sister, in a crash in which he was the pilot. He was 38 years old. He was starting to get into politics with his publication, George. There was speculation he might run for office. And if he had, it's hard to believe, based on what happened with Barack Obama and Donald Trump, it's hard to believe he could have been stopped, Randy.
It's very hard to believe he could have been stopped. I mean, the one thing that he had, I mean, you think of Barack Obama and you think of Donald Trump, but then you think of John Kennedy and you think, you know, what those two men, Obama and Trump, didn't have was the Kennedy legacy. You know, the sort of the iconic nature of the Kennedy name going for them. You know, you can only imagine how JFK and Jackie's son would have fared. And the interesting thing about John is that, you know, he was more than just sort of like this pinup boy for, you know, Kennedy culture. He was smart and he had ideas and he was, you know, motivated and he was charismatic and open. And, you know, as I wrote in the book, he had all of that without the slippery agenda of being a, you know, a politician, you know. So I think he would have been really a force to be reckoned with. And I feel 20 years in now, it's been 20 years since his death, I think there's still sort of a sense of disbelief about it. I mean, I think that many of us who grew up with JFK Jr. still can't believe to this day that he's gone. There's just something about it that seems unreal. And that has never changed over the course of these two decades. You know, you can put yourself right back into a place where you just cannot believe it's true.
Well, he was fabulously handsome, and talk about a guy who was blessed with the genetic lottery. He had it. I think he would have been president of the United States.
I agree with you. I think, you know, he had so much going for him, and he was such a good person. You know, and that's, you know, it's hard to come by, you know. I mean, I think that, you know, we have had a lot of great politicians, and but have they been good people? You know, I mean, when we're able to separate that, you know, in our present day environment, you know, we're able to separate whether or not a person's a good person from whether or not they're a good public servant. But in the case of John, he really was a good person.
Well, John and Caroline basically kept their heads on despite enormous tragedy at very young ages. The Bobby Kennedy clan hits and misses, and of course there were more of them. There were 11 of them. You note that David Kennedy, the young boy who was, I think, 10 years old or 12 when his father died, he was saved by his father from drowning on the day that Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. He never got over that, did he?
He never did. David never got over that, you know, and the story of David Kennedy is a very sad story. And, you know, it's told in this book. I think in a way that makes people understand that David is emblematic of so many of the Kennedys, and that, you know, you don't just, Ethel Kennedy says it best in this book, you don't just get over this kind of tragedy. You know, you go on with your life, but do you really ever get over it? And Ethel says, no, you don't. You don't. You know, you don't get over the death of your parents. You don't get over the death of your children. You don't get over these things. You just get past them, but you don't get over them. And it can affect, and it did affect many of the Kennedys in terms of their, you know, psychologically, the trauma of their parents, their fathers in this case, being murdered.
Well, we're coming up on 50 years since Chappaquiddick. That anniversary is in July as well. And if not for that, I think there's very little doubt that Ted Kennedy would have been president of the United States.
Yes, and I hadn't even really thought about the fact that we're coming up on 50 years, you know. What can one say? You know, I've written about Chappaquiddick extensively in my other Kennedy books, not so much in The Kennedy Heirs, but definitely in my other Kennedy books. Mm-hmm. And Ted Kennedy had a troubled life, you know, but I think that what you see in The Kennedy Heirs is we pick up Ted Kennedy's story in the 1990s. And you see him sort of transform from this, you know, this guy who had his own demons and was torturing himself in so many ways with alcohol and with women. And you see him in The Kennedy Heirs become the lion of the Senate and, you know, transform into something that is so historical and so great and so redemptive.
Well, his daughter, Kara, she was a heroic figure of her own, died with cancer, as did her father, and of course at a much younger age. And she had a full life dealing with both a troubled father and mother.
Well, thank you for mentioning Kara, because Kara is somebody that I didn't know a lot about prior to researching this book. I had met her, but I didn't know all the details of her story. And I really wanted to write about Kennedys in this book that people are not familiar with. And Kara Kennedy's story of bravery and courage is something that I think resonates with my readers. She was given a death sentence, basically. She was told she had inoperable lung cancer. And she just fought valiantly and won that battle. I mean, she did not die of the cancer. She was healed of her cancer. And then 8 years later, she died of a heart attack that was the result of the chemotherapy that she was given to heal her cancer. Mm. You know, so, but she did have 8 more years to raise her children. And that's something that the family is very conscious of. You know, thank God that she had those 8 years, because she almost didn't have them. I mean, she was told that she was not going to survive the lung cancer, and she did survive it. And so it's an interesting story. It's a long and beautiful story in the Kennedy Heirs. It's something that's never been written about before, ever. I mean, I really wanted to tell that story. I was able to interview the many doctors who treated her. And, you know, I think people will come away from the Kennedy Heirs understanding Kara Kennedy as a Kennedy that is one of the more courageous ones that they really didn't know anything about.
And, of course, there was a Republican in the family. His name is Arnold Schwarzenegger, married to Maria Shriver. And what an interesting couple they were and are.
Well, you know, Maria Shriver told me that, you know, she never wanted to have a politician for us. Sergeant Shriver was a great American and somebody that I had a lot of admiration for. And I met several times. And I wrote a lot about Sergeant Shriver in this book because I just admired him so much. But he was never really given a fair shake because he was sort of in the shadow of Ted Kennedy. There was always a sense in the family that Ted was going to be the next president. So they didn't really take Sarge as seriously as they should have, because Sarge was a great man who, you know, founded the Peace Corps and was in JFK's cabinet. Then he was in LBJ's cabinet. Then he was the ambassador to France. He was a real presence. Anyway, I say all that to say that Maria was stung by the way her father was treated, and she did not want to be a political wife. And then she met Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then Sergeant Shriver took Arnold under his wing, as I wrote in the Kennedy years. And he found that Arnold had a lot going for him, and that maybe he was more than just an actor. Maybe there was something else there. And Sarge sort of encouraged Arnold into politics, much to Maria's dismay. And the next thing you know, Maria's married to the governor of California.
And from all the kids that you covered, was there any surprise? Was there a compelling figure who jumped from the page that you did not expect?
I also told the story of Michael Kennedy, you know, who is Ethel and Bobby's son, who as an adult in his 30s ended up in a very highly publicized and controversial relationship with the family's 16-year-old babysitter. And, you know, this was a story that was difficult for me to tell because I really wanted to understand, you know, what the motivation was and, you know, why that happened. And it taught me an important lesson as a biographer, and that is that sometimes you're not able to understand it. Sometimes there are no answers. Sometimes you just can't figure out what a person is going through. You just have to just accept that they're doing the best they can with their lives, and the mistakes that they're making are just the result of, you know, bad judgment.
Well, congratulations on a compelling read, The Kennedy Heirs. Randy Terabarelli, one of the best biographers in the business, is back at it in a big way. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Randy.